Jerry Bader Show, 1025. I shared a couple of pieces. There are portions of them before the break. One, that the Federal Elections Commission could start regulating what I do and what conservative bloggers do. Their monopoly on the media is now gone. In the marketplace of free ideas, conservatism always does better than liberalism, so there's just no way to stop it, so they're going to try to regulate it. I think that will happen. Dan Henninger in today's Wall Street Journal points out this call out the dogs stuff started with President Obama. And universities right now are the ground zero of it, but it's everywhere. If you hold a conservative position, you will be marginalized. Ask the former CEO of Mozilla. This is real. It's not paranoia. They can't defeat us in the marketplace of ideas, so they will shut us down. Saeed in Green Bay. Saeed, good to hear from you again.
Yes, good morning, Jerry. The most concerning of all this is what's happening in universities, because they are supposed to be the where principles of freedom and liberty are taught, they are supposed to be the bastions of our very freedoms of speech, but they're now nothing modes of censorship, because this in the recent thing with Condoleezza Rice, yeah. I was more concerned with what Brandeis University did to an author by the name of Hirsi Ali. She is a author of a book called Infidel. She is a former Muslim survivor of genital mutilation and all sorts of oppressive treatments in her native Muslim majority home of, I believe, Somalia, yeah. who then escaped to the Netherlands. There, she became member of parliament, produced a documentary about the treatment of women under Muslim majority countries. Her producer, Van Gogh, was murdered. A note stabbed into the chest of Van Gogh said, "Hirsi Ali, you are next." So if anyone has the authority to speak about the treatment of women in Muslim majority countries, that's her. But her recent engagement to speak at Brandeis University was canceled because she was labeled an Islamophobe.
Yeah, Saeed, I want to stop you there. We have talked about all of that on the air. And in fact, what Brandeis said, I got to let you go because I need to let someone else weigh in. Brandeis said that didn't. I just mentioned that in the Henninger piece, that Brandeis didn't feel it agreed that with their core principles. In fact, what she believes in should match up perfectly with what liberals believe and what feminists believe. Matt, I hope you can hang on for a bit here. Matt and Glenmore, you'll be next after the news. It's 10:29. I'm pretty excited. Jason and I, well, Jason's been out. I'm going out on our golf league today. This is the first time that I'm going to golf without an obstruction in the way of my swing. It'll be 55 pounds lighter since the last time I golfed due to Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Told you all about it. It's not a diet. It's a doctor-supervised, multifaceted weight loss program. And yes, I've taken it off. I've actually got just a few more pounds. But I'm going to keep it off. Why? Because Dr. Jason Litwin will be there helping me through that process as well. Now, my wife is on the program. We were so pleased with what happened to me. We purchased it for her. She's lost nearly 10 pounds in a week. And whatever struggles she comes into, he'll be there for her too, because that's the doctor-supervised part. Now, I can't explain it all to you. You've heard me over the months now. That's why Dr. Litwin is there. I don't care if you're in Green Bay, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Wausau, wherever you might be listening, this can work for you. That's what the phone and email are all about. Call 920-268-1386. Dr. Jason Litwin will help you out. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.